Hello all, and welcome back again to another edition of Atheist News Network. This week, Charlie has sent across a couple of doozies, my favorite being the one that's coming from Utah County, but Charlie may have his own favorite.
Utah County is always ripe for idiocy. This is a good one.
Yeah. In fact, I really think Chris Butters and this guy are in cahoots. I really think their mindset is on the same exact level.
Yeah, let's go right to that one, shall we?
Sounds good to me. Now, what it's called is Utah County Republicans Reject Satanic Resolution.
The news to me is not that this resolution was proposed, but that it was rejected by Utah County Republicans.
No. The news should be that it's been rejected twice. Because he brought it up, a similar resolution, in 2007, and they rejected it then, too.
Yeah, let me read this to you. Don Larson, a Springville delegate. So this is right in the area surrounding Provo, home to BYU. This is definitely Mormon country.
Yeah.
Offered the resolution titled, quote, "Resolution Opposing the Hate America Anti-Christian Open Borders Cabal," end quote. Warning delegates that an invisible government comprised of left-wing foundations was pumping money into the Democratic Party to push for looser immigration laws and anti-family legislation.
Yeah.
This guy needs to have his medications adjusted.
Oh, very much so. I mean, he actually gets on there and is quoted saying, "Satan's ultimate goal is to destroy the family, and these people are playing a leading part in it." Of course, he does say, well, you know, they don't mean to and they don't realize they're doing it, but really, Satan is behind them with his hand on their shoulders.
Yeah, he doesn't blame Democrats, right? It's not the Democrats' fault, really. It's Satan, who is the devil, Beelzebub, Lucifer, who's puppeteering these Democrats unwittingly. And he says, this is probably my favorite part, that by putting forth this resolution.
I know where you're going.
That it quote, fulfills scriptural prophecies about our times.
Oh, good God.
This guy sees himself as a modern-day prophet fulfilling prophecy by writing his own little resolutions in Springville, Utah, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, you know, God started with a small tribe pulled out of Israel, sent across the ocean, lands in America, and now we have the Native Americans. That's obviously what this guy is thinking. He's probably going to be leading his family around for years in the wilderness.
Yeah, he should welcome the Lamanites back, right? The South Americans, the Mexicans, people, you know, all the way from South America, Central America. These guys are all Lamanites. They're the vestiges of the Book of Mormon people. So why doesn't he welcome them back? Why is he trying to prevent them from coming back to the United States?
Well, not only that, but thinking back in my Mormon tutelage, it comes to mind that there's some sort of prophecy or some prophet put forward that in the future times, the Lamanites will actually be a very righteous people. They'll come back to God. So what is he trying to do here by stopping these illegal immigrants?
And I love the reason that they gave for rejecting it is very pragmatic. It's not that, and here's the problem with the United States. It's not that when people say this crap, other people stand up and say, God, you're an idiot. You are an absolute moron.
Yeah.
You are an idiot. This kind of stuff shouldn't even be talked about in the public square. If you want to save souls, if you want to save people from Satan, go be a goddamn preacher. Go be a bishop. If you want to actually help people, then join into the secular government and pass some secular legislation. They don't say this stuff. They stand up and they say, God, we don't want to offend the Latinos. George Bush won the presidency because he had 40% of Latino vote. John McCain was defeated because he only had 28% of Latino ballots. I mean, this is right in the article. Quote, we're not going to be the majority party if we keep pushing the Latinos out. So they don't want to piss off the Latinos. That's why they rejected it, not because it was prima facie idiotic.
The funny thing to me about that statement right there isn't that they are standing up and saying, dude, you are in the loony bin. they are actually somewhat agreeing with what he has to say. Therefore, they are somewhat agreeing that this is God's plan to fulfill scriptural prophecies. And yet, they are going against God's plan by saying, dude, you know, we don't want to lose the Latino vote. Look, and so doesn't that put them face-to-face with God?
Practically, well, they're neutral on the God question. They didn't, they're silent on it. They didn't say anything about it. What they're saying is, it doesn't matter. The God question is irrelevant. We have to maintain our majority status. That's what's important.
I'm sorry. It still seems like they're agreeing with this guy, but they're saying that would hurt our cause more than going forward with it. Because yeah. I'll bet you if you started thumping a Bible in front of them, they would get up and yell hallelujah.
I'm sure. And at the end of the last paragraph, Cameron Sevi, a Provo delegate, said that GOP shouldn't be ashamed to say that America is a Christian nation.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Oh,
we are not a Christian nation. We are a nation filled with Christians.
Oh, we are a secular nation that happens to be populated by a majority of Christians.
Yeah, yeah, that had me going when I read that, too. I'm like, really? And you guys are in the delegates here? I mean, seriously, you guys don't know this or even understand it?
Well, you know, in Religious, where Bill Maher is interviewing that senator,
yeah,
you know, I can't believe that you don't accept this. It's, you know, it's fact and blah, blah, blah. And the senator goes, well, there's no IQ test to be a congressman.
I can see where that is true.
Case in point. All right, quickly, let's go over to the other one. It's More Atheists Shout It From the Rooftops. It's about some local atheist organization put up a billboard saying, don't believe in God, you're not alone. And they had like 13 members, and then they got tons of emails, but it wasn't the offended emails. They were supported.
Well, not only that, they had actually 100 people show up for their meeting after this billboard went up. 100 people when they just had 13 to begin with.
Right. You know, people are asking, you know, how do we get together with other humanists and other atheists? And is there this somewhere, this communal aspect that we're lacking as atheists and non-believers? Can we kind of regain that? And this is in South Carolina, right? This is Bible Belt. This is home of Bob Jones University. Christian license plate got passed until it was blocked by a judge.
Yeah, see, that's what I love, is they passed this Christian license plate that had a cross in, like, a stained glass window that was supposed to be on all the license plate, and that was going to be the state license plate. And surprise, surprise, it was shot down by the bigger government.
Yeah, you can't do that unless you're also going to have, like a crescent and star or the Star of David or, you know, maybe the Eye of Horus.
I like that, the Eye of Horus. I wonder why he would be bringing that up.
Oh, that would be pretty cool. But yeah, what was surprised me, and they mentioned that non-believers, again, remember we had that in Atheist News Network a couple weeks back, where non-believers were the only category that increased numbers in every single state.
Yeah.
Over the past, 20 years or so?
Well, exactly. And the reason why, and I'm going to quote directly from this article, it's Andrew Morency, who attended a Christian high school, said that when he got to college and studied evolutionary biology, he decided that creationists lie.
Yeah. And the problem with that is it took him that long. I knew in high school, it was a public high school, but I knew in high school that creationists lie. You know, I was a freshman in high school when Edwards versus Aguilar came out, I think, which is the creationist, I believe, that was responsible for the Lemon Test that went to the Supreme Court, teaching, you know, equal time for creationism. I may be wrong about that, but I think it was about 85 that happened, and we discussed it, and it seemed to me that the creationists were being extremely slimy even then, and I was probably 14 years old. But you're sheltered from that in a Christian high school. You're never told.
Oh, I'm sure very much so. I mean, I'm sure they're sitting there talking, God did this, God did that, and just about everything. And then, I mean, this guy reaches college, and he's sitting there going, now, wait a minute, this is just completely wrong.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I was asked a while back about Habitat for Humanity because I'm against faith-based programs getting government money, right?
Yeah.
You can't take money from – everyone, believers, non-believers, Muslims, Jews, Christians, and funnel them into Christian organizations. I think that's wrong.
Well, I think it's wrong, too. I mean, they should be paying taxes or...
Yeah. Not only are they not paying taxes, but they're getting money from the government. Habitat for Humanity is an interesting organization that builds homes for homeless people. And they do get, I believe they do get money as a faith-based institution. But here, you know, I'm rolling through this article, and it said the local chapter of Habitat for Humanity would not let the secular humanists volunteer. They're not even being paid. Volunteer to build houses wearing T-shirts that said nonprofit organization.
Yeah, that quote got me laughing pretty good. Nonprofit organization.
Profit with a PH is fantastic. Good stuff. But see, again, you can't discriminate in this stuff, right? Why are we giving money to people who discriminate? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, the whole reason.
Who cares what T-shirt they wear?
Yeah, they're there to help. And that's kind of what pissed me off about them is these guys volunteered to put their time into building this house for somebody who needed it. And they were turned away just because of the T-shirts they were wearing and obviously the belief they had. It's absolutely not right.
Yeah. Another quote I really liked was this one. Josh Streetman, who once attended the very Christian college that the apostatized, the people who pretend to believe in the flying spaghetti monster, right? So they're about to debate this Christian college. He said he knew the Bible too well to be sure that Scripture is true. And that's a fact. The more you learn about it, the more you learn the context behind it, the more you learn how it was assembled and put together and what was excluded and what was put in and the bottleneck at Constantine, the less certain you are about it. And that's exactly what happened to Bart Ehrman, who wrote Misquoting Jesus, PhD in New Testament Studies.
Well, the interesting thing is, I was going to bring this up, but I was going to read the next quote, which was, like Mr. Streetman, many of the other students at the meeting were highly literate in the Bible and religious history. And it seems to me that those who actually go atheist are the ones who know the scriptures better and know about them more than those who don't. And those who don't are just in that happy-go-lucky, God will solve everything gray zone.
Yeah, it depends on both sides. If you were raised Christian, I think, and then you fall into atheism, you tend to learn about the scriptures because you're going to be forced to deal with it with your family and your friends. And so it's almost a defense mechanism to learn all you can about the bad things about the Bible. If you're raised atheist and didn't care, you probably have no interest in reading the Bible.
That's probably very true, because, I mean, I, like you, have more interest in religion and in the scriptures now that I'm an atheist than I ever did when I was religious, just because it's fascinating to look at it with an abstract eye, to step back from it.
Absolutely. To me, it becomes a quasi-historical, and I'm interested in history. I'm not interested in religion, and I never really was. The topic seemed a little boring to me when it was, you know, the literal truth.
Yeah.
But now you kind of have to sift out what you can trust and what you can't, and what mechanism you use to sift is itself a fascinating topic of discussion.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, like you said, the history. You and I have brought up the Bible with history over and over again. I mean, we did pagan precursors. Before that, I mean, one of our first podcasts was concerning the Exodus and Egyptian history tied in with the Bible. It's very fascinating.
Very fascinating. And that about wraps it up. What do you think?
Yeah, I got nothing else to say.
It's a good time to end it then. We'll see you next week.